This is Mike Johnson with the World Business Report Wall Street Update for Thursday, June the 19th. There's a reason the US Central Bank is inclined to keep interest rates low for some time to come. The weak state of the American economy. That's been giving New York investors plenty of food for thought. Peter Jankowskis at Oakbrook Investments in Chicago gave me his view of the trading day on Wall Street.
Today, I think the reality set in that the reason they're keeping them low is they're still dissatisfied with the rate of growth here in the U.S. And when one takes a look at the performance of economic sectors, it bears that out. The best performers today were utilities and consumer staples, the types of places that investors flock to when the economy is weak. And then on the other end of the scale, the worst performers were information technology and materials, financials, the types of sectors that investors would normally favor in a very robust environment.
And BlackBerry is a smartphone brand many people will have heard of, hasn't been doing too well because of competition from the likes of Apple and Samsung with its Android phones. Some news from the company which makes BlackBerries today.
Yes, they reported better than expected revenues today, and the stock jumped very strongly on that. Speaking of the competition that you mentioned, they reached an agreement with Amazon to carry Amazon's App Store on their next round of smartphones, which will help them compete more effectively with the Android phone makers that you mentioned earlier.
Peter Jankowskis. Well, the Dow closed up 0.1% at 16,921. London's main share index, that was up 0.4% at 6,808. And that's all for this Wall Street Update.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and discussion. Published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/bbcworldbiz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/bbcbusiness.